I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack this thought about sports, faith, and life. ESPN.com has an article about the biggest breakthrough for every NFL team through week four. They talk about the Jets defense turning things around by allowing only two touchdowns in the last eight plus quarters after giving up 66 points in the first two games. That breakthrough has led to two straight wins. The Texans are mentioned as having a big breakthrough on offense after scoring just 13 points in week two and 76 points in their last two games. The Panthers offense finally clicked last Sunday as Cam Newton broke through for 316 yards passing and also effectively ran the ball. As we witnessed many teams make breakthroughs in week four, I'm sure many of us woke up today hoping for our own breakthrough. Maybe we've been waiting for things to turn around at work or to get on the same page with our spouse or to experience improved health. Many times, the most important thing we're waiting for is a spiritual breakthrough for ourselves or someone we care about. We want to experience freedom from a stronghold, the ability to let go of our past, answers to our prayers, or forgiveness. When we've been struggling with something for a while and change seems impossible, that's usually when our faith is revealed. With one phone call or one decision away from a life-changing breakthrough, we shouldn't give up. The key is trusting in God's power and ability to move, even in the bleakest of situations. As followers of Jesus, the Bible reminds us, the Spirit who lives in you is greater than the Spirit who lives in the world. Our God is greater than anything we're up against today, so let's continue to rely on Him and go to Him in persistent prayer. We know life doesn't always go according to our own plans, but we serve a good and all-powerful God who cares for His children. He provides amazing breakthroughs when we simply place our hope and trust in Him. I'm Bryce Johnson, and you can unpack that.
For more faith and sports, visit unpackingit.com.